Right, if you'd like to get out your Bibles, and I'll get you to turn to 2 Kings in chapter 5. Just for time's sake, I'll probably start in verse 9, but just before it, sort of a, I guess a well-known story about Naaman, which was the captain of the host of Syria, and he was a leper. Anyhow, he had a servant that was from, or a maid that was from Israel, that sort of basically told him he could be healed. So we'll just pick up the story in verse 9. It says, so Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a message unto him saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. But Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? And so he turned away and went away in a rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him, and said, my father, the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing. Wouldest thou not have done it? How much rather than when he said to thee, wash and be clean. Then he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Sort of a pretty clear set of instructions that Naaman got given. You know, just go wash yourself in the Jordan River 7 times and that's it, you'll be done. But it's just interesting to, you know, I guess maybe Naaman got on his high horse a bit, just kind of gone, you know, why, as he said, why aren't the rivers in Damascus better? You know, why couldn't I just do that? Or maybe sort of thinking, oh, it just sounds too simple, too easy, too good to be true, as that sort of saying goes. And but I guess when you think about following and when you get given instructions, they're pretty easy to follow, aren't they? You know, you might come in relation to building a shelf or building a table or whatever it might be. It's sort of, you know, those steps, you know, get out the packets, you know, separate the screws and, you know, A, B, C, D. And if we follow them, no, it's pretty straightforward, pretty easy, nothing too complicated. But I guess us being human beings, we like to do things our own way, especially us men when it comes to putting, you know, furniture together. Oh yeah, I can do it a quicker and easier way and, you know, I'm better and I don't need instruction. Who needs instructions? And then you sort of get 3 steps down and go, oops, I think I should have, you know, mixed it up and did it the wrong way and all the rest of it. And I guess with us and the Lord as well, it's pretty simple as well. You know, when we receive the Holy Spirit and speak forth in tongues, we're sort of asked to follow on in the ways of the Lord. You know, to follow the scriptures, to obey what he says in the scriptures, and to go out and to tell other people about what we have received. You know, we don't need to necessarily know the ins and outs of prophecy or, you know, Bible numerics or, you know, all those sorts of things. We just can keep it simple and go, right, I know what the Lord's given me. I just need to tell other people. I need to go out and be able to tell people what the Lord's done for me in my life, of the signs, wonders and miracles. Again, sort of, Fairly simple, straightforward instructions. But again, as I said, more often than not, we just tend to overcomplicate things. And we try to do it on our own terms. We try and do it our own way. And I guess it's particularly when it comes to needing a miracle or something like that happen in our life. I know, for just speaking personally, it's kind of like, well, Lord, if you heal me now, you know, I'll be able to tell this person and, you know, be such a great, incredible miracle and, you know, I can tell people and thousands of people come along to the Lord. And But it's not necessarily about receiving the miracle. It might be that process of growing in the Lord, you know, of patience and keeping on going when the times get tough. You know, there's little lessons that we have to learn along the way in our walk, which becomes more important to us, more of a miracle than sometimes the actual miracle itself. Even though that's amazing and we're kind of expecting the amazing to happen because we have a God that does the impossible. But we're also here to learn and to grow as well. If we knew the outcome straight away, then in a way we sort of take it for granted the actual process, the steps that it takes to actually get there. Don't turn to it, but in Isaiah 55, verse 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts your thoughts." Also in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5-7, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways he will direct thy paths." You know, the Lord has promised that he will direct us, he will guide us, he will lead us in our walk with the Lord. You know, sometimes we don't necessarily understand the reasons why we go through different trials and tribulations, or, you know, we might not get the healing that we get straight away. But the Lord, you know, as we've just read here, the Lord has said, you know, my ways are not your ways. Just because, well, you know, our thinking is sort of so small and so insurmountable than what the Lord has. He's got this path sort of set before us, and in a way we sort of keep trying to take what we think are shortcuts, but unbeknownst to us, you know, they've got little traps and snares and you know, I guess when you sort of go on a journey, you know, you might... you know, I saw photos the other day of people doing the Cape to Cape. And I guess if you don't stay on that path, and you might see a shortcut, well, you don't actually know where that shortcut leads, but if you stay on that path and you know that the path is going to get you to your destination, sort of regardless of whether you think, you know, there might be a faster route. And that's what the Lord's done. He set out a path for us to follow. And even though, you know, sometimes we kind of think, oh, you know, that looks like a bit of a shortcut. Really, it's not. You know, it's just a bit of temptation that the devil's sort of thrown out there, just gone, you know, I wonder if he'll actually take that route or not. But if we sort of just followed the Lord, you know, again, simple. The Lord's in front of us. We just keep following him, just sort of take it one step at a time. We're going to get to our destination. You know, again, nothing too complicated, you know, but it's us that sort of changing and think, you know, try and think of better ways and, you know, if we do this or do that. But sort of Pastor Tim sort of mentioned last night, sometimes we just need to stop thinking and just do it. I know for me personally, when I first moved up to Adelaide, you know, I just kind of wanted to be used more in the fellowship and sort of coming from small fellowship. You know, I was giving, you know, talks pretty regularly and doing this and doing that. And then all of a sudden I went from a fellowship of, you know, 30, 40 people to, you know, 700 people. And it was just kind of like, oh, what do I do? Like, I've got nothing to do sort of thing. And I remember talking to my area leader about it, and he's like, well, sometimes you just got to do it. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, no worries, just got to do it. And then I kind of sat back and I'm like, do what? And I'm a bit confused here. And then I spoke to my youngest leader about it, and he said the same thing. He's like, sometimes you just got to do it. And I just felt I was in a Nike commercial ad. I was just like, I don't understand. Like, anyhow... Basically, it was just more the point of if you see something, no matter how small it was, whether it's just packing up the chairs after a Saturday night activity or, you know, at the house meeting or something like that, doing all those behind the scenes things. You just got to just do it. If you see it, sort of go ahead and do it. And that's sort of what I took from it. And obviously that sort of, that sort of really helped me in my walk, because it wasn't necessarily about getting up and giving talks and all the rest of it. It was just sort of a lot of the behind the scenes work that needs to be done for the fellowship to run. It's that type of situation where you sometimes don't really understand, but again, when you put it to prayer, when you put it to the Lord, all of a sudden he sort of guides you and directs you the way that he wants. I didn't actually want to make that point just then, but anyway. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. It's probably one of my mum's favourite scriptures. But she seems to put it, this scripture on every card, like every single birthday card. But it's always good. It's always a good constant reminder. I mean, you sort of get that birthday card and you kind of look at the scriptures that she puts up there and you're like, oh, Matthew 6:33. Oh yeah, of course. We'll read it. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I mean, simple. So simple, isn't it? I guess, maybe we might be at a point where we're thinking, you know, of how I was thinking before of, you know, how do I stop thinking and just trust the Lord? Or maybe you're faced at a time in your life, you come to a crossroads in your walk. Whether that's sort of naturally, you know, choosing jobs or whatever the case might be, or whether that's actually spiritually. I'm not sure what some of you guys are going through. And maybe you're sort of on that edge of, oh, you know, do I leave or don't I leave or whatever the case might be. And I know many of us are going through trials and tribulations and you're not sure what to do. You sort of try and think about it. You try and plan it and try and do it in your own strength. And you're just like, oh, just, you know, you get confused. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Pray about it. It's as simple as that. Sort of getting on your hands and knees and just sort of praying to the Lord about it. Just going, Lord, I don't know, but you know, because your ways are higher than my ways. I'm going to trust in you that you will just keep directing me. You will lead me on the path that I'm meant to be travelling on. As I said, very simple. When I remember a few years ago when I went over to Papua New Guinea, one of Pastor Godfrey's favourite sayings is, what does the Bible stand for? It's basic instruction before leaving Earth. I mean, I'm sure many of us have heard that before, but again, basic instructions before leaving Earth. Everything that we ever need or questions that we have that we come up against in our life, it's written in front of us. The Word of God, it's all laid out. All we have to do is just follow it. All we have to do is put whatever need we have before the Lord and just go, right, Lord, I'm just leaving it with you, and just keep going. Keep following the Lord. Keep taking that one step after the other. I guess the obvious question comes down is, do we actually want to follow him? In the end, that comes down to us. Do we actually want to follow the instructions that have been left before us? I mean, obviously we're here today, so it's a pretty obvious answer is yes. But again, you come to that time in your life where you're not sure. Ask yourself that question is, do you want to follow the scriptures? Do you want to be there at the end when the Lord returns? Don't complicate it. Keep it simple. Seek the Lord first, trust him, and then you'll see amazing things happen in your life. You know that God is directing you because you'll see the signs, wonders, and miracles following you. You'll know that the Lord's following you because you'll see, you know, yourself, you see those miracles happen, you know, trials and tribulations, they'll all be, all disappear, especially when the Lord comes back, when, you know, let yourself think about that. If you want to sort of think about something, think about the Lord returning. Think about where you want to be there on that day. You know, do you want to be the one sort of looking up and going, oh, if only I stayed on in the Lord? Or do you actually want to be one of the ones raised up in the air? So think about that and just know that it's simple. Just follow the Bible, follow the Lord. I'll leave it there. Amen.